I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. Will we someday talk to extraterrestrials? Experts will gather in Carbondale this weekend to explore language and how we could adapt what we know about communication if we ever do encounter a being who is not from planet Earth. The conference is called Exploring Xenolinguistics, Next Steps in Exploring the Nature of Language and the Potential of Extraterrestrial Communication. Jeffrey Punsky is an associate professor in linguistics at SIU Carbondale. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Now, I want you to correct my pronunciation, and I stumbled on it. It's quite a word. Is it Xeno or Xenolinguistics?
I pronounce it Xenolinguistics. I don't, you know, it's a new field, so, you know, maybe it'll change as things go along.
Talk about what that is.
So the idea is just, you know, a means of sort of exploring what we know about human communication, human language, animal communication, animal cognition, those types of things. And using sort of the creative energy of imagining, you know, stepping outside ourselves and imagining what it might be if we encounter alien life and how we can then use that to shape and better answer questions about ourselves.
How similar or different could extraterrestrial communication be, you know, if we do have communication with other life forms? Could it be similar to other forms of communication on Earth?
So that is absolutely one of the hypotheses that we're exploring, that maybe there's some true universals that are like spread, that are, you know, would be constant across the universe about what communication must include and, you know, what it must be. Or it could be something radically different. And, you know, maybe there are communications that are reaching us and we just are completely unaware that that is an attempt at communication.
How much does communication rely on nonverbal cues?
Oh, it can rely extensively on nonverbal cues. And, you know, the modality of communication can also be something that is can change radically across different both human groups and different species. So, you know, normally we think about language, we think about spoken language, like what we're doing right now. But there's a huge number of languages that exist only in that sort of visual range, the signed languages like American Sign Language. But we could also imagine languages that are based on, say, olfactory considerations, like what we get with insects, where they leave communications through scent marking, or tactiles through touch. So you could imagine something very unlike us that communicates in a very different way.
I'm a sci-fi fan, love Star Trek. And I have to wonder, if we ever do have any kind of contact, how much would that communication rely on context and shared background, and how complicated could that be?
Well, that could be enormously complicated. So if you're a Star Trek fan, I'm guessing you're a fan of the Darmok episode.
Yeah, right.
Picard has to try to talk to these aliens that only sort of talk through these cultural metaphors. But it's true that, you know, we have a lot when we look across human languages, we see a lot of differences in the way that we encode, the way we think about time and space, the way we encode all sorts of information that's packed in these sort of cultural assumptions that then lives within the language as well. So something that has a totally different experience than us would have a totally different cultural frame, and that could really stymie our ability to communicate.
Now, this is fun to imagine, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are thinking, oh, come on. But how could this study help us communicate with each other?
You know, and I think that's the fundamental thing that we're trying to, one of the fundamental things we're trying to do here is by sort of stepping outside of thinking about us as humans and sort of imagining what it would be like to try to communicate with us, we could try to improve our ability to understand ourselves and improve communications across ourselves. I think it's absolutely vital. And I think absolutely this is really, as fun as the topic is, it's really fundamentally about us as humans.
I love what you said about insects and scent being part of communication. How much more do you think we need to learn as human beings about the way other creatures in our environment are communicating with each other and their world?
Oh, I think a ton more. I mean, we're all, scientists are always discovering new ways that different organisms are communicating, providing information about their environments. There's evidence that, fungus, like mushrooms, have some form of communication. There, we look at all sorts of different, species that animal species that have all sorts of unique and interesting ways of communicating. And that's why we're bringing in one of our plenary speakers, our keynote speakers is Dr. Irene Pepperberg. She's an expert on animal communication and animal cognition. She's worked primarily with African gray parrots, but she's going to give us a lot of updates from what has been happening in the world of animal communication.
Talk about some of the other speakers and attendees who will be there.
So, yeah, we have a really international group of speakers coming in. This is a hybrid conference, so folks are able to come to participate from their home countries. So we have folks that are will be speaking to us from Germany, from Japan, from the United States as well, and really a diverse set of groups focusing a lot on the sort of questions of that, a lot of the questions that we were talking about earlier, of this sort of cultural assumptions, the type of cultural information that might be encoded within the communication. And then we also have our other keynote speaker is a philosopher of science here at SIUC, who will be kind of, talking about the oh, come on question, why are we doing this? Kind of giving us a frame within that, the broader scheme of what it means to be a science and things like that. So that's Dr. Matthew Brown. And as for attendees, it's open to the public. And I'm really hoping that we get a lot of interest from the community. And anyone can log into our Zoom and view things. We'll have opportunities for folks to hopefully be able to ask some questions of these experts and be an active participant.
We've got about a minute left. I have to think that human beings, our brains may at some point hit a limit as to what we might be able to do in this communication realm. Is this an area where AI could help us communicate with other beings?
I mean, it's certainly possible. I think there's interesting, especially if we end up looking at a species that or some sort of communication system that is so radically different than ours, then maybe something like our ability to use computers and develop these algorithms and things like that will help us unpack that. And I know that there are some, at least, folks in like astrobiology and things like that that think, and various other aspects of communication, that it thinks it's more likely that we would encounter an intelligent AI via communication than a biological system. I don't know how much stock I put in that, but I know that that's a hypothesis that's been advanced out there.
Where can our listeners find a link or more information about the conference Saturday?
Well, I've been finding it by just searching SIU Xenolinguistics, which will take you to a landing page, which will have our schedule and our Zoom link. You should be able to anyone should be able to click on that Zoom link and join us and participate. Or if they want to make the drive down, more the merrier.
So for folks listening, Xenolinguistics is spelled with an X. And this is Jeffrey Punsky, Associate Professor in Linguistics at SIU Carbondale. Thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Oh, thank you. It was I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, so much fun.